front yard and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of West Lagoon Road within the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30833 West Lagoon Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 72. I'd like to note that we left this record open on November 20th, 2023 for more information about the easement.
Good evening, sir.
Yep, how are you doing? Everyone doing? Hopefully everybody had a blessed holiday season and the new year's off to a good start. Last time we were here,
just one thing, we have to swear you in.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
You state your name and address for the record.
Harry Robert Willie, address is 31775 Duane Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony that you're going to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And before you get into your presentation, sure. I just have a couple things I want to review. The record was, and this is for your benefit as well as the public, the record was held open for the limited purpose of receiving information on the easement and comments about the easement only. So we're not going to talk about anything else regarding, we've already heard testimony on that effect. I will note for the board's record, or the benefit, Mr. Willie did submit some documentation which the board has received and it's in the packet. We also, in doing, staff also looked into this as well. There was a plot book that was referenced in your deed that we did check. It's very old. It's plot book 8, page 36. It is in the record. And I wanted, just so that you're aware of this, there is a reference in that at the very end on the notes, and it says, and it's a little hard to read because it's in small handwritten notes, but it says, except as noted, 5-foot easements are to be maintained along the side and rear lot lines for utilities, drainage, and sanitary sewer, except wherever lots are divided for any reason whatsoever. Said easement shall fall along the actual side or rear lot lines conveyed. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. That was something that kind of was discovered late and wanted to make sure that we had that information also in the record.
Yep, so this evening I'm prepared to talk about the benefactor of the easement and some background on the existence of the easement and the associated irregularities with some of that in some of the historical documents. And then the final point was the practical utility of the easement and establishment, you know, that basically granting the variance would not adversely impact the purpose or intent of the 10-foot easement. All right, so in answer of the beneficiary of the easement, we believe it should default to the homeowners. And the reason for that is if you go by the research from Fidelity National Title, Dogwood Acres, HOA acting president, Janice Turnell, and our own, we appear that the beneficiary is the electric and phone companies as provided for a broad easement over all of Dogwood Acres, not necessarily limited to a 10-foot easement or any of the other stated easements along the property lines. Delaware State, also the roads within Dogwood Acres are part of the Homeowners Association, which is no longer a legal entity. In 2006, the Homeowners Association was dissolved and has a voluntary Homeowners Association. I'll pause for a second if you had any questions on that statement. All right, moving on to the background. So the 10-foot easement as displayed on the recent survey by True North, Item 6 of that survey, there is a disclaimer that the survey is based on no title report. Again, per our research, including that of the Fidelity findings, there is no written document to provide a 10-foot easement on the street in Section 2 of 30833 Lagoon Road, also known as Lot 62. There's no position for the applicability, durability, or beneficiary. Therefore, as per the closures, documents containing those provisions, the 10-foot easement for Section 4 of the Dogwood Acres. So To explain that a little further, actually, the language in the written initial documents for the development, it actually only stated certain lots were subject to a 10-foot easement, and those were all located within Section 4. Lot 62 is located within Section 2, which is confusing because the language would indicate that it is only certain lots, not a blanket 10-foot easement for the entire development. That document was recorded three times. Two is confirmation of the first, exacting legal oversight of Dogwood Acres would suggest that it poses no easement on that Section 2. That being said, though, accepting that the 10-foot easement exists as on the survey, what is the practical utility of the easement, and how granting the variance wouldn't really impact it? As noted on the survey, it shows the front steps and along with accompanying photos with the completion of the installation of those on West Lagoon Road. Where the road is situated, the termination of the asphalt, that provides another 8 foot of depth. So the road, there's 8 foot of land that actually, between the termination of the road and the actual legal property line. So in combination, that actually gives 13.4 feet from the edge of the step to the road. If that area was ever needed in the future for sewer, water, or any other utilities, there would be 13 feet of unimpeded land area for any sort of boring operations or excavation. So the steps would not in any way really impede on that. And that really should satisfy the 1967 proposed development concept as shown on the plat.
That conclude your presentation, sir?
That concludes my statements, yep.
Questions?
When was the title search done? Pretty recent, I assume.
Pretty recent, and we actually went back to North Star actually to discuss the 10-foot easement in more detail, and they acknowledged that they weren't able to update a survey with it not on there, but also acknowledged that it was more or less on there by matter of legacy. Prior surveys have illustrated it on there, and then if you pull it from the original plat, it shows it on there. It's barely legible, but it does show a 10-foot easement.
So I see the land use restrictions document here from 1972. It appears that applicability, it only applies to Section 4, lots 150, 151, 152, 153, and Section 3. So it appears to me that that entire document of restrictions does not apply to your property. Is that your understanding?
That is our understanding, yes.
Okay. And I don't see any other land use restriction document that would apply to your property. Did you find any?
No.
Just wanted to make sure I understand that right. It just seemed odd to me that they only applied it to certain lots, but that's what appears to be there.
It did as well to us, and that we actually had to determine what constituted the different sections, so that also took a little bit of additional research.
I mean, it seems pretty clear that you're in Section 2. That's all I have.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no additional questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to come forward and be sworn in? Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. Janice Tennell, 30774 West Lagoon Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And again, we're going to just talk about the easement tonight, correct?
Yes, we are. Just going to talk about the easement. So Harry came to me to talk about what was going on with the easement. And I just wanted to make sure that the roads, what we've determined are, and I've done this over the past 10 years, the roads belong to the people in Dogwood Acres. Our HOA was disbanded in 2006. We reformed a voluntary HOA in 2017 for the purpose of doing lagoons and other things that we were told we had to start one. But we were told by DelDOT, and I think you gave them the information, that we are responsible for the roads in Dogwood Acres. And I can pretty much guarantee you that those roads aren't going to get any wider by what we're doing in Dogwood Acres. And that easement going across that property, I've not seen that on anybody else's. And I live on West Lagoon as well. And I've not seen it on anybody else's property along there. So in that respect, I'm in full support of what they've done. And it's nice to have another nice house in Dogwood Acres. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions for him? Would anybody else like to come forward and speak in favor of this case? Is there anybody here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to note the variances that we're seeking, because there had been discussion about a shed, but that was removed per the survey. So I just want to make sure we're clear. The variances needed are 25.1 feet from the 30-foot front yard for existing steps, a 10.1 foot from the 30-foot front yard for an existing deck. I believe before we had it as 9.9, but Ms. Norwood's looked at it a little more closely, and there's a slight adjustment there. Based on the survey, and then 2.5 foot from the 30-foot front for the existing dwelling.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12880 for Harry and Ginger Willie and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12880. For Harry and Ginger Willie for the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique physical conditions due to the pre-existing foundation, the slope of the lot, and the unusual shape of the lot. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code and the variances necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. And I'd like to be noted that Mr. Hastings is recusing himself. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So a vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.